let's see, in a discussion of intergovernmental coordination. Take it away.
Okay, so your 2008 intergovernmental coordination element, I believe that was sent out with your packets. So if you take a look at it, the first part of it has to do with just describing the county's role and interrelationships with other counties, with municipalities and school districts, with state agencies, future work with the state, federal agencies, and then nonprofits. So it just highlights the different relationships there. It talks about what coordination was used preparing the plan, coordinating with municipalities, and then coordinating with the state. So that would be written later in the process, obviously. And then it has quite a number of strategies, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes here. And then the last part of the chapter actually is another thing that would be written later. It talks about plan implementation priorities. So how the plan will be implemented through the zoning ordinance, the subdivision code, some of those new ordinances that were being proposed as part of the 2008 plan are there, as well as the capital improvement program that gets rolled into intergovernmental coordination. So it's not a huge chapter. Okay, so now we'll go through some of the proposed 2018 goals and objectives for the chapter. The first goal, initiating and or participating in the intergovernmental coordination activities needed to ensure consistency among federal, state, regional, county, and local government plans and policies. And then each one of these proposed objectives under that just basically breaks it down by entity. So the first one is expanding coordination efforts with state agencies. Second one has to do with regional agencies and neighboring counties. The next one's municipalities and school districts. Next one is private nonprofit organizations. And then lastly, federal agencies. So those objectives are kind of the umbrella to catch all the different strategies under them.
Can I make a suggestion on that? I don't know. We get accused of wordsmithing all the time. To me, the state agencies, we coordinate with them, and there's always room to, I guess, you know, coordinate where appropriate, but expand. I mean, that just sounds like we're bogging things down.
I knew that you were going to catch that word, Vince.
Streamline coordination. Okay. I mean, I don't want to
continue.
Improve.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Improve it is.
Yeah,
because we already
Doug.
Talked about
no,
making
no.
another
Doug said improve.
Group to talk about
yeah.
stuff.
Can we say continue and work to improve?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Just, I mean, like, so we get an application, and I can't think of any ways that we need to, that there's an additional state input that we need. It seems like we get all mm-hmm. that's required and then some, you know, so.
They just don't write the check. I don't know.
So.
Sorry, Josh.
No, but I think that it, we can, you know, we talked about bigger picture things,
yeah,
not
right.
like different, not each little plan that comes, but
yeah.
a bigger picture coordination of, you know,
yeah.
like, you know, telling Josh where we need to yeah. have a turnaround or something, you know.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a different use of the term expand, but yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, excuse me, so there's three proposed goals. The second one is coordinating government programs and services at all levels to increase efficiency in decision making. And then the first objective has to do more with continuing and strengthening the role of the county in the technical assistance and acting as a clearinghouse of information. So that's a catch-all for any strategies under that. They have to do with, you know, sending information out and helping other entities and organizations. And then the next one is increasing coordination and cooperation between county, state, municipal agencies, and school districts in order to reduce duplicative efforts.
I think 8.2.3 should be expand the planning office by 20 people to be able to do all this stuff.
Thank you.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I kid.
Well, that just goes back to the population that government will be increasing.
Yeah.
So, right. you know.
Well, under actually for an 8.2.3, could we do something about work to coordinate and group services to maximize, you know,
development potential?
Bang for your buck. Yeah, I'm just thinking, and like the best example I can give of that would be, and it's not even a county thing, we have schools that have libraries in them and we give money to them, and we have libraries that have books in them that we give money to them. If we developed libraries next to schools, that would be a better bang for our buck. So trying to find ways to coordinate things so that they are developed for better use,
efficiency.
Yeah. Conservation of funds.
That may be a strategy. You have to see where it fits in, but I see what you're saying and definitely fits under this goal. And I think that is almost 8.2.2 about reducing duplicative efforts.
Right. I thought it was a little bit, it's like, it's like going to 11, I think. You know, it's, I'm sorry, that's it. Does anybody get that reference? No, it's just me. This is Spinal Tap.
What? So I was thinking, but I was like,
just turning the volume up.
But it's, sorry. Back on. Okay, but yeah, but just so that it's rather than not just coordinating, but actually not just duplicate, not trying not to just duplicate, but for actually being proactive.
Okay, the next goal, maintain and improve public services. First objective, coordinate the planning efforts for public facilities and services with the timing of development in the county.
That sounds like our home mobility element, sort of. Is that the vision statement for mobility?
It's more than...
Yeah, I know, I'm just kidding around.
Second one, continue to improve and grow county services, including public safety, libraries, building inspection, water, wastewater treatment, and community improvements.
I think you have to be careful with the public safety part of that.
And that, to me, it almost doesn't seem like intergovernmental coordination. I mean, that's all.
So
one government.
So what we were proposing to do with this element is to expand it to include public facilities as well, because your 2008 plan didn't really cover that anywhere. So we thought it might roll in best here.
Now, when you say you want to improve and grow county services, including public safety, where are you going with that? That's what somebody's going to ask.
We can come up with strategies. And I think I might have some on the next couple slides here.
Okay.
I'm seeing that. I know where you're going with that.
I think you have to be real careful with that, with the public safety aspect. And I'll see where the strategies go with that.
Right. Okay. Because I could see that as a strategy that would be like interconnectivity of developments.
Talking about money.
Okay, so let's take a look at the 08 strategies next, and we'll see if they were completed, if they need to be wordsmithed and tweaked so they should be carried over, or if they are not feasible anymore and shouldn't remain in the plan. First one, expanding coordination with the counties, towns, and cities with particular focus on annexation, municipal zoning, future utility service areas, road improvements, large development applications, and historic preservation.
Got thoughts on that, but I don't know.
Well, if we've been doing it since 2008, I have no problem in keeping it in there, but we would just say continue coordination. Hopefully we've been doing something in that arena in the last decade, and I know we have in as far as annexation and utility and services and all that, so I would just say continue coordination.
Yeah, my thought would be,
Marty, as far as road improvements goes, you've been talking about some pretty significant increases in coordination there. You might want to say expand.
Well, in that one, they're talking about the 25 towns and cities. So, I don't know. I think the road improvements will come in more focus in mobility.
There is an 08 strategy for that on the next slide.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Okay, so the next 08 strategy, working closely with the Delaware Office of State Planning Coordination on the following matters that the county views as critical. The first, updating the county zoning ordinance, which will include additional community design standards, to better coordinate county and state perspectives on developments reviewed through the PLUS system.
The first part of that we did. I mean, that kind of got checked out. We still need to go back and look at the cluster stuff, just because the way it got adopted, it needs to be cleaned up, but...
But we were just talking about other developments that we haven't, we don't have ordinances for, and don't have, which we never put on the last one.
I would just strike that as done, and we'll cover that in community design.
Because I don't know, like, so we coordinate with Plus, but Plus has gotten less helpful over the years than it did initially.
So maybe it's just continue to work with the Office of State Planning Coordination through the Plus process?
Well, there's that.
I mean, we still have the MOU.
Yeah, right.
Still have to do it.
Yeah.
And we still provide information to them on an annual basis. Right.
Because this is where I was coming from on the first one and the third one, and this is the editorializing based on experience here and then outside of here, is that I think we do a good job of trying to coordinate with the towns. I feel like that's often a one-way road, you know, that the towns often don't want to coordinate with us or are unreasonable about annexation, or they run completely counter to what our plan says and what the Office of State Planning Coordination says and what planning says, and it just puts us at loggerheads when we're trying to follow our own plan. It seems like we're doing it right and we're not getting it back from the towns. And the same thing, we do a good job, I think, of coordinating with the state and Plus. I mean, I think we do a good job and we're starting to really do well with DelDOT. But so much of the Plus just creates difficulties for the county and the commission just with the reports we get and some other things, you know. I'd leave them in there, but it's just that that's one of the things that I feel like we got to get on some of the state agencies and say, you need to do what our plan says, not that we need to do what our own plan says.
Well, I mean, I think we can strike the updating the zoning ordinance portion at least, because that's whatever's been done there has been done. I think the Plus process has been generally beneficial. It's a little redundant now for those of us that have been on the commission. We know exactly what pages to turn to and which ones have been copied and pasted a million times, but it's still a good process. It's especially good for the developers, I think. So something in regards to continuing to coordinate, you know, through the Plus process system, I think is cool.
Well, do we want to put down that we review the coordination we have to see if it can be?
Yeah, maybe that's created. Something to have a conversation with Office of State Planning Coordination about ways to improve the Plus process.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because so often it's just boilerplate.
It is. Yeah. You know, I know what comment's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I can skip this. Yeah. Okay, then.
I've actually had one agency come down and meet with me and try, and it's like, okay, what works, what doesn't work? Because they were trying to figure out, you know, the bang for the buck when they're doing their comments. So I know some agencies are kind of like, okay, just feels like we're giving the same comments. How can we better help through the review process? So I've had at least one agency come down and do that.
Okay, so new strategy about meeting with the State Office of Planning Coordination to determine if there are ways to improve the PLUS process?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the other one under there, the second one, establishing an effective county-sponsored TDR system in Sussex County.
You know, it died for lack of a first. Actually, it didn't even get a motion. So, you know, I don't see any point in having that in there.
Just strike that one altogether. Just for Sarge's benefit, we talked about this just if you report back. It's not that we don't think TDRs are a good idea. We have noodled through that 14 different ways, and it is so hard to do that works and can't be manipulated or taken advantage of to the detriment of the county.
Nobody has ever really shown us one that works well, that they thought worked well enough to tell us about it. You know, apparently it's just... It's very difficult to do. It's been
great idea, hard to implement.
It's been very hard for us to get that done.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we haven't got through the conservation element yet, but we've been discussing at least amongst ourselves expanding the bonus density option. But it might be premature to stick that in there. I don't know what the conservation element discussion where it's going to go.
You know, I don't even know. Thinking about the
I don't know what it's doing.
I just realized that. Yeah.
I don't know what the state would have to do with a county TDR program.
Is it practiced in other counties?
No, that's the thing. We have it. Well, there's things.
Newcastle has one.
Kay County has
one.
Yeah. It's not well used.
Yeah.
It's just
there's ways
difficult
to do like de facto TDRs that aren't actual TDRs, you know, like you were talking about.
But there aren't any that don't have some kind of loophole backdoor way to get out of it. So, you think you've done something great and then find out, oh, well, I paid the back taxes and now I'm going to develop this piece of land too. So
it's nice to say you have one, but to show the practical and effective results is not significant. Not significant enough for Sussex. I mean, considering we have how many 100,000 acres of land available in a TDR, you're trading open land for, you know, just doesn't the math. We got to find a better way to skin that cat.
I almost think it's like public transportation. We're just not there yet either.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, then should we keep it in for when we do get there, that they'll future generations when we're dead and gone will go, well,
I think
well,
when we get,
thinking about
I think when we get to the conservation element, we can have a robust discussion about it. Yeah. Just
the
strike
right
it.
Place, yeah. Maybe the conservation element, maybe.
Yeah, I think these 2008 strategies, if you look at the top bullet, work closely with the State Office of Planning Coordination. So that's where the intergovernmental coordination piece ties in. And they're just, I guess, in 2008, they were referencing other chapters where other strategies were and kind of tying them together. So you know how we have some strategies that overlap between our chapters? I think it's the same thing that was going on in 2008 here.
Okay.
The last bullet point under that was confirm that the future boundaries of state priority spending areas match the growth area designations described in the comp plan update.
I wonder if that's one that came from the state where they said we had to have
that
in there.
With the budget situation now, what do you think would ever...
To me, the way I read that is that we're making sure that the state strategies match our plan, not the other way around.
That's what I'm more, yeah.
And that we did that.
Yeah.
Multiple different departments in the county reviewed the current state strategies, and we noted that there were some areas that needed to be looked at, and they did definitely look at them, and some of them actually were upgraded.
So keep that one? Yeah.
I understand it a little better now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, Marty, to the point about the DLDOT coordination, coordinate with DLDOT in completing current and future traffic studies and prioritizing the implementation of the road improvements recommended in those studies and in new ways to fund road improvements.
Yeah, if we could strike all the conversation about studies and just get to the road improvements. I would just see how this
coordinate with DLDOT for road improvements.
I'm thinking that we can shorten that and really put a point on that pencil and we have something. You know.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No, I'm being very serious.
Okay. All right.
2028.
Yeah. We studied. What did I say the other week? Our roads are so studied that they've got a PhD in something. You know? PhD roads. There you go.
We have the smartest roads in Delaware.
Smartest roads in America, baby. Yeah.
I'm a DS scholar.
All right. The next one. Work with the Delaware Department of Agriculture to preserve more Sussex County farms through agricultural preservation easements and maximize the value of compensation paid to the landowners.
Yeah, I think that can stay, and I'll vote for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't participate in the program, but
is the county doing that?
No. Nah, well, I mean, I think that was where the tie into the TDRs was going to be. Yeah.
Okay. Cooperate with DENREC and relevant nonprofits to formulate stronger yet locally acceptable regulations for better protecting groundwater, waterways, sensitive habitat areas, and other critical natural lands in the county.
This is one of those, Bob, though, that do you keep in as a strategy? You know, I don't know. I just throw that out there.
Strategy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what would be a nonprofit? A relevant nonprofit.
Center for Inland Bays.
Nature Conservancy or something like that, yeah.
It's the word regulations that gives everybody pause, I think. The rest of it is pretty cool.
There's still a huge legal battle going on about what they're allowed to do.
I mean, forever, you know, it's just you try to regulate success.
Instead of regulations, say strategies.
I would accept strategies.
I would too.
Okay.
I don't know that necessarily has to be stronger.
Regulation could be a strategy, but so could something else.
Yeah. You ain't going to stop them anyway, right? They're going to be there.
Yeah, but at least you're not rolling over.
Yeah, not rolling over for it, right? Okay.
Okay. Work with DENREC and the Delaware Department of Ag to continue adding appropriate properties to the inventory of state-owned lands in Sussex County, particularly to link together existing state-owned forests. This is permanent land preservation through
the state. Okay. Well, when you get done with this, I got a new one.
The thing about this is, you know, I think there's a growing consensus that the state owns so much land it can't take care of it now. Phragmites and Johnson grass and noxious weeds and just general maintenance of property. And at some point, you know, I guess that's a state legislative decision to make, but, you know, how much land does a state need to own versus using the natural resource preservation through easements where the landowner still maintains the land and the state gets the benefit of the natural resource preservation. So I just don't know that's such a great idea if we had unlimited funds, that would be great. I'd rather take those funds and put them towards mobility.
What about nonprofits? There's a really nice walking trail in Milton that's owned by the Nature Conservancy. And so that land's protected, and it's a good, of the reasons why the county doesn't have to build more parks.
I have no problem with that, but is DENREC and Department of Ag.
Yeah, I know, but instead of saying DENREC and Department of Agriculture, maybe do it with somebody that's actually going to buy. The state hasn't put money into this kind of stuff
for a while. Yeah, work with nonprofits and
ways to preserve
the county land trust,
yeah,
which is our mechanism to funnel county support.
See, I'll tell you, I read it a little bit differently.
Okay.
And that was, it had to do with the word appropriate, that instead of just buying lands, only look at the ones that are appropriate to buy or ones that have some real benefit, you know, kind of to your point. But I can see it being read differently.
But they own so much, Vince, that, I mean, it's hard to say one land is not appropriate. I mean, it's a sprawling, massive land.
I was looking at the linkages, you know, because if you have two islands and you've linked it together, that probably makes it easier to maintain, but whatever.
So the consensus is to change it to working with the Sussex County Land Trust and nonprofits?
Yes.
Okay.
Or add that to them. I don't think you want to exclude.
So keep DENREC, Department of Ag, Land Trust, and nonprofits.
Sure. And then at the end where it's state-owned lands, add the other groups?
Yes.
To
existing forests and open spaces or?
Right.
Passive and active.
So, yeah, there were a lot of strategies in 2008 for this chapter. The next ones were seek guidance from the Delaware Department of Community Development and Housing and relevant nonprofits on how best to continue expanding Sussex County's response to local affordable housing problems.
Keep that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially if they give us a definition of affordable housing.
There is one. I mean, there's a definition of it with median incomes and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to review that.
Well, it's not set by us. Usually it's set by state and federal.
No, but we need to review it in case we want to put it into one of our programs.
Oh, we can get Brandy in here if you guys.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that chapter probably in July.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be good.
You've been coordinating with them. Next one, work with all relevant state agencies and nonprofit services to attract more higher paying and diverse businesses to locate in the county. So that's tying back to economic development.
Oh, I don't think we want that.
No. What's the wordage we use in economic development that could just kind of
pull it over? Okay.
Yeah, because some of these look like they literally just came from different. Yeah. So if we've got one in different chapters, so this one might actually change as we go through the different chapters to.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, as they're going through the drafting, we may decide on language that you all may see. We've got the same exact thing in three different chapters, and you might just come up with uniform language. Mm-hmm. So.
Right,
that may change from element to element, just so that
and once again back to that overlap between the chapters and the strategies that might show up multiple places. Expand the number of state police officers stationed in the county by continuing to fund 50% of new officers above and beyond the county's base allocation from the state.
Well, there's a big deal right now in the governor's budget about that. We already give them what, 2-point-something now million a year.
Okay. I think they want us to pay a little more than 50%.
I think they give 2.2 million now. They want it to go to 2.9. So there's $600 or $700 million.
$700,000.
Yeah, $700,000 extra now that they're going to require, or they, I don't know if they can require or not the budget, but
first of all,
what they're asking for.
This was in 2008. How did we do with this? Do we even know? Do we know? Did we do that? Did we even do it?
We did it, but they didn't.
No, I know Todd knows that, and Gina. I just
we
don't
did
know
it.
Could ask.
They didn't match.
They didn't come across. Okay.
What we could do is just continue to support the funding of state police officers in Sussex County.
Without putting a percentage of what we're going to get.
If the concern is that we've got a percentage, because that
I think we should
go up or down, or it's most likely going to go up in future years.
What do you think about putting some consider and explore language in here about putting a new station in the Long Neck area or whatever, there's a lot of concern about what's going on there. Remember, this is a plan, you know,
sure.
Plan. It's not the, but it should contain the things we might like to see happen. And that is something that the public seems to be concerned about.
Absolutely. And, you know, I started in the state police in 1984 and it's always been a manpower issue. Always. It has always been a manpower issue. And they've talked about putting, you know, different places at Fenwick Island. Now they're going to do one in Millville. I do know that. But they're going to use Millville's part of their town hall. But there are only so many state troopers that are available in the whole state. And they have to allocate them the best they can.
Well, what can we do to increase the number of state troopers?
Could we explore more public-private partnerships? Like, I mean, Rob Tunnell's paying for.
That's pay jobs is what
you're getting 12 more hours a week of a trooper in Long Neck who wasn't going to be there.
That's a tough thing. It's tough because they work 12-hour shifts, and the troopers, road troopers, are only allowed to work so many hours.
Right.
And they have to have so many hours off between their, you know, their overtime and their next shift.
Well,
it's tricky.
Could do.
So, could it be like explore the feasibility of working with the state to determine whether or not a new troop or additional officers are needed?
Is there a way on this one that we can use that purple highlighter? I almost. The only reason I say that is that council deals with this. And Gina does all the time, and we just don't, you know. And this almost seems like one we say, "Hey, council, have that."
Because it's an area where we really don't have all the information and don't know all the ins and outs of how it works. But you know, certainly, if it's a manpower issue, which I'm sure it is, what could we do to increase the net number of state troopers, you know, and then make sure that they're dedicated to Sussex County? I mean. I don't know what that strategy would. I mean, I don't know why.
So let's get this to Todd and Gina and council.
I think so. I mean,
it's a very tough one because.
Yeah. I just wouldn't want to. I just don't know enough about that conversation to box us in one way or the other. You know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Because it changes yearly. You know, even with the budget this year, like we're talking about.
And, you know, they're asking for almost $700,000 more dollars this year. Now, if the governor says, if they pass this budget and it says that, you either lose those troopers or you pay it.
Yeah.
Am I right?
No, we'll pay our share.
Well, we'll
maybe
pay.
Maybe we can give all of DelDOT's people a badge and a radar gun. and when they do the slow stop sign, you know.
don't get that conversation started again.
That's a new revenue source, right?
I'm always thinking about you, Josh. Yeah, it's a revenue source. You can keep half the fine money.
We'll give them all the towing contracts in the state.
Yeah, there you go.
Red light cameras.
Yeah,
I hate those things.
Okay, so we will get that out to Gina, Todd, and council to get some input.
Ventures, all that is the red light cameras. Just a business venture.
Oh yeah.
Because if you're getting one of those tickets, it goes to Utah somewhere.
Oh yeah.
So what if you don't pay it?
They can suspend your license. It's a civil violation, but they can suspend your license.
Next one looks fine, too.
Okay. All right, the next one. Continue seeking advice from providing financial support to appropriate nonprofit organizations that serve the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've actually improved that since 08, so that's, and it still applies.
It's still applicable. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so, and then some other strategies for discussion today under the goals we proposed. Increasing coordination between the state and the county to match land use policies with the state's infrastructure spending plans.
Well, that's the opposite of what we just said. We just said we were going to match their, that they were matching their...
To us,
their,
yeah.
Their strategy to us. Now we're matching to them. No.
Yeah.
So go with the first one?
Okay. That or just flip it around.
Yeah. Okay. To say that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the county.
To match the counties.
That's the county's land use policies.
Okay, coordinate with the state on any needed updates to levels 1 through 4 once the county comprehensive plan has been adopted, which ties back to that one we looked at.
That will happen when the state updates their levels of state strategy.
Okay, so we don't need a separate strategy.
It happens once every 5 years, and okay. They do partner with us. If we want to leave something like that involved, mm-hmm. but when we update our plan, they won't look at it until when they update theirs, because there are so many different places and they'd be constantly updating it. It's the way it was explained to me.
And those plans mm-hmm. are on all different calendars.
Right.
Different yeah. cycles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Continue coordination with DLDOT on studies. So this ties back to the other one from 08. So it sounds like we're keeping the one from 08 with some tweaks, like Marty said, about infrastructure improvements. But I think I changed it to about enhancing mobility.
So can I, on this one too, so mm-hmm. Josh is gonna come back with like the super creative wish list of goals, objectives,
strategies.
And strategies. Mm-hmm. It almost seems like we ought to put a hold on that one anyway and see what comes back for mobility yeah. mm-hmm. and make it match.
Mm-hmm. Continue coordination with DLDOT on construction and future road and infrastructure improvements.
Are you? I can't tell if you're serious again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is, okay.
But put a placeholder in there, too.
To come back,
you know,
after
come
we
back after
hear
mobility.
More about mobility.
Yeah.
Purple
okay.
highlighter.
Got it. All right. Coordinate with Delaware Department of Agriculture, DENREC, and nonprofits on open space, forest land, and farmland preservation. So I think we need to merge that with the one from 8 that we looked at as well to come up with just one.
Okay.
Continue participation in the Delaware Association of Counties and the National Association of Counties. Okay. Continue to coordinate with local governments to ensure consistency in land use planning for lands adjacent to an incorporated area.
Continue to attempt to coordinate with local governments.
We're going to be optimistic.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to list them of applications, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Coordinate with the State Department of Education and school districts to plan for future growth. Does that occur now?
To a degree, usually yeah. we hear about it from the Office
yes,
of State Planning mm-hmm. Coordination because they're
yeah.
looking
yeah, we get a note.
Through.
Yeah, by the
it's
way,
all done by the time
look where
here.
This is going.
We collect the money for them and send them a check.
They tell us where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Well, they do. In the last couple, they've asked, you know, would schools, you know, be an appropriate land use when the schools are looking? They've
yeah.
asked, so.
Department of Education and OSBC.
Said yes yeah. on Love Creek, what?
And they say, is it an over 50 community? We'll take it. If it's an under 50 community, we don't want it. Yeah.
And we do notify the school districts. We rare when we have developments, and we rarely get comments on them.
Yeah. Right. Actually, Marty, you know, it's interesting statistic that that a lot of the growth that the school systems are experiencing mm-hmm. are from people whose grandchildren
yep.
are entering our school system. But people, they're actually living with their grandparents. So the grandparents may have come here thinking, or maybe
I can think of several situations.
They
like
were
that,
not
actually.
Gonna yeah. they weren't gonna have kids in the system, but they do. So
mm-hmm. great reasons either.
Outlaw grandparents, that's it.
Yeah.
So do you want to keep it broad like that or make it more specific? Is there anything? Keep it broad? Okay.
That's good.
All right. Continue participation in SCAT and the Delaware League of Local Governments.
Sure.
Yep. Continue coordination with the Delaware State Housing Authority and nonprofits on housing programs.
Sure.
Continue coordination with the State Fire Marshal Office to ensure development complies with state fire protection regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Provide planning support through measures such as model ordinances to towns who may not have adequate planning resources in making land use decisions.
Maybe we can strike that because there's not really any towns that don't have their own consultants or whoever.
Okay. Continue education and outreach efforts to share information about the benefits of historic preservation. This is one from the other chapter I pulled over.
Yeah.
Okay. We've already vetted that one.
Yeah, okay.
Support the Sussex Conservation District and the management implementation. Another one I pulled over from utilities.
Right.
Okay. Improve coordination between county engineering and the Planning and Zoning Commission. I put that in based on having Hans here, and I know there was some discussion during the utilities element. Do you think there's room for improvement with getting them more involved?
Isn't a comment on anybody who's here now, but over the years, that has not been well coordinated, quite honestly. So I think it's important to keep that in there.
Or maybe with the planning office.
Oh, well, yeah, not so much the commission.
Not the commission, but the planning office. Okay.
Commission
ends. Yeah. Then it does trickle down to the commission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very quickly.
I mean, actually, Alexis, the county engineer is part of this commission.
I know. That's why I put this in here.
Yeah. I like it. I like that bullet. Yep. You know, I'd like to have Hans sit in on our meetings. And if he fell asleep, it'd be all right.
And I think what we need to do is in that, too, it's improved, but kind of to Kim's idea about the Sherpa, this is something that we'd been talking about internally was, you know, if you were a developer or an applicant or engineer, you had to go to several different offices. If you could have a clearinghouse for information where one place had all the statuses of the bonds and the phases and what's been approved and everything else. So we're kind of getting to that point.
Yeah, it's actually gotten better in the last couple of years.
Yeah. I don't know how you put that, you know, but the output of information so that it's centralized, I'll give it some thought.
You just leave it as it is, and then that's just something.
Yeah.
It's part of the improvement.
And no, those discussions have been happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be that it was like totally separate. Nobody knew what everybody else was doing. I know you. And
silos.
Right.
We're breaking them down.
Got to get, and it just broke down communications and inefficiencies for people trying to get stuff done. Anyway.
Okay. Ensure that grants to local fire departments, ambulance companies, volunteer fire, libraries, and community groups are either maintained or increased.
We want to lock ourselves in on that.
I mean, we want to continue to support them.
We want to, but you're not saying we have to keep it at the same rate or increase it.
So continue to support those through grants?
And it's not just through grants. I mean, that's
grants
a budget
and,
item.
Yeah,
for the county budget.
So grants and or technical resources or
just continue to support.
Okay. Yeah, just continue to support.
It was the maintained or increased part that was
got it
bothersome to me, knowing that some of the legislation that's coming down the pike.
Okay. Ensure that paramedic facilities and staffing are adequate.
Yeah, they've done a real good job.
It'll be a hacking.
Okay, so those are all the ones I have proposed, and I'll look back at the ones from 08 that today we talked about and that you want carried over or tweaked, and I'll see if we have any holes.
One that I think I saw somewhere,
that
maybe more specific, I think it was buried in one, is somehow or another continue to improve and coordinate utilities among the towns and the county, because I know... We've really started to do that, like, you know, where one town is connected to the county system and a little bit vice versa. Just, you know, there's places where the county can't necessarily connect to, but the towns can, and, you know, there's cost savings issues and things like that. I would like to continue
public
that.
Okay. I think one of the one of the first ones about public services.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was one of the
I'll double check it. Goals
or a strategy.
Yeah, I think it's one of the 2008 ones,
okay.
But I'll look for any holes. Are there any others that, hold on,
Like all the ones that dealt with coordination with DLDOT just say road improvements. Do you want to broaden that to transportation? Because DLDOT funds more than roads. They have their transportation alternatives program, bike ped enhancements, all kinds of other things that they fund.
I would say roads and other forms of transportation, because the biggest one we hear about,
right,
without question, is roads. Yeah.
What else? Do you have any others that you want to see here? And once again, too, when we start work, when we work on other chapters, there may be things that kind of come out of those that end up in here. As we get back into transportation, when we do the housing chapter and conservation, there may be more intergovernmental coordination strategies that come out and come into this chapter.
So this one might actually be, we started on earlier, but might be finished a little bit later, depending on what happens.
Yeah, it may evolve based on the other chapters.
Yeah, that's true.
But I wanted to get a good start on it.
That's true.
Is there something worth saying about working with towns on their comprehensive plans? You know, or at least, and again,
try to coordinate comprehensive plans.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be great.
And add 20 more people to Janelle's staff.
But. So we have.
It's actually a requirement for them to contact us.
Yeah.
So we've actually gotten a couple of towns. Okay. It's like, or I can tell you somebody recently. You know, it's like, hey, have you as part of the going through the PLUS process to get their plan approved, it's like, hey, have you reached out the county? And they go, nope. And it's like, well, you need to go do that. So they'll come and, you know, either they'll send it to me or we'll talk about it. So we're seeing it at some point.
Okay.
I don't know. There is a county in Florida that I looked at their comprehensive plan, and they've coordinated with all the towns to the point that each town has got their own specialty. Like, this town's going to be the art town, this one's going to be the music town, this one's going to be the historical town, and that's they've coordinated that much in their comprehensive plans.
Seamless, too, though. Yeah. Yeah.
So that might be a little more than we've got staffing for, but, you know, we could have a goal that we could, you know.
I can tell you definitely some of the towns are focused less on annexation, more on redevelopment. You know, some are still looking for annexations. Some are, you know, definitely, they're doing lots of the towns are doing different things. So, and we're still continuing to go out. I would like to go back to another SCAT meeting. We've got some more meetings with some of the other towns coming up. So we're still working on making sure we're reaching out to everybody.
Any other strategies? Okay, so the last thing we had on our agenda was talking about the future workshops. So like Janelle mentioned, the only chapters we haven't touched yet are with this group are conservation, recreation, and open space, and housing. And then we'll need to go back to land use and mobility as well. So we have June 16th and June 26th set aside for two more workshops. And I wanted to talk to everyone today to see what the priorities are for those workshops. I know we need to have that conservation discussion. Was there a preference on?
Now the 16th is the other population, right?
Correct.
So
right.
That's going to take at least an hour, right?
I would allow that much, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
You know, I almost say if we're doing public comment, leave 2 hours for public comment because that's about what it worked out to today, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
So I would think on the 16th we'd want to put something that's digestible in there or two. Maybe recreation and housing on the 16th to see if we get through them?
One or the other. Yeah, maybe one or the other.
And then on the 20, whatever, that would be a full day and dedicate that to conservation.
What about transportation, again, with the strategies? I think they were looking to get feedback on strategies so they can move ahead.
Yeah, why don't you come back in for that, Josh? What's your sort of
Yes, please.
Can we switch this? I'm just the 22nd is just going to be just.
It's the 26th.
26.
The 26th. Okay.
22nd is actually a planning commission meeting.
Okay. Oh, okay. The 26th. So that's the 26th is fine. Okay. 22nd is just a bear of a day. So like
it's a planning commission night.
Okay.
Hey, Josh.
So for the record, Josh Thomas again with DelDOT. So this week, we're working with AECOM on getting the revisions to the vision statement, goals and objectives, and then the initial strategies. So we'll be talking internally about that, and then we'll be hopefully coming back to you, to the commission real soon with those, just you know via email. So it's, I mean, I would say really, based on your reaction to that, would kind of determine when you want us back. But if you're looking at already having the two June meetings full, then potentially early July would be fine, I would say.
But not that, well, I was thinking, so we definitely rule out the 16th for the year because you're not going to be done enough to get them to us.
No.
And you won't have all the population data. We'll have to make a decision on that.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah, well, and, you know, because we're trying to be creative and really give you some good thoughts on the strategies, we don't want to rush it either. So, I mean, what are we, you know, we're talking a couple weeks for 26.
Yeah, the second week in July would be our next meeting.
I think it depends on how much you want to get into. Like, if you want to have a lot more time for us to present some stuff to you and react to it before we kind of...
You're going
to
email us some drafts.
Right? Exactly, right. So, we could make the 26th, but if we did it later, we'd potentially have it more buttoned up for...
Yeah.
For the...
Well, I was just looking at the calendar. Between the 26th, I think our first available time to do something after the 26th was the 14th. Is that right?
I believe so.
I believe that's what I had written down as tentative.
Yeah, because the first 2 weeks of July, we've got holidays in there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that would probably work for us because in terms of starting to frame out the chapter and start to write, we also have to... do the whole system inventory, and there's a data lift there that we need a few weeks to get all that data gathering started and everything for that, plus have the discussions about the population and how that impacts modeling and everything. So I would say if we're looking at July 14th, that would be a better fit for having another hour on it. Or
after June, considering we're going to be optimistic that the legislature will get everything worked out by the end of June. I can come any day after that. I can just change my schedule around June. While the legislature's in is when I have to be. So if you want to do it on another day of the week, I'm good with that, after the end of June.
So Wednesday the 12th maybe or something? Or what do you think? Monday the 10th? Or?
Yeah, I'm talking
Monday.
Monday.
Can't do that Monday.
That's can't June. Do that Monday. So later in that week would actually be good for the planning office.
Yeah, let me actually check my calendar too.
Person.
Thursday, we already have a meeting Thursday, so it would have to be either
Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th.
Make it Friday the 14th.
Okay. We'll do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
What time?
9. 9 to 3? Or 9 to 2?
I won't be there in the morning because I got a meeting regarding commercial zoning with SCORE.
Let's make it 9 to 3.
Oh, that's right. So I won't be here either.
Yeah.
All right. So the 14th does not work.
We had talked about possibly.
July, right?
I mean, unless we start on the 10th at 10, and we can just say we got to be out of there by 10.
We need the whole day.
The 10th?
3? Do what?
I said, do we need the whole day? I mean, because we had talked. Yeah, I think one time we mentioned maybe just coming in later in the afternoon on Thursday and just staying through the having dinner instead of lunch and staying for the Planning Commission meeting. So
Thursday the 13th, starting at?
But that's, I mean, that's depending on how much we need to get done.
So you want to essentially have two meetings then, have one in the afternoon and one in the evening.
Yeah.
It would be two separate meetings.
Absolutely. It would be posted differently.
What? Yeah.
Okay. What date are we talking about?
Thursday the 13th.
And what would the times be?
I don't know.
In the afternoon.
I would need to be done by 2.
If so that doesn't
work. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Wednesday the 12th is too early.
We're back to the 14th.
We could do the 12th.
Well, 14th doesn't work. Yeah.
Unless we started at 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if we start later.
Yeah, because ours is at 8:30.
Want to go
10
to 3 and then, or 10 to 4?
Yeah, my schedule is open all day Friday the 14th, so...
10 to 3 on a Friday, because I don't think anybody wants to be here that late on a Friday.
Ooh.
I mean.
10 to 3 Friday the 14th. Okay.
Friday the 14th.
Still, that's going to expand Route 9 between now and now. Just kidding.
We can get on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then, so back to June 16th, only because this agenda actually has to get posted this week. We're going to leave 2 hours for public comment in the beginning, and did you want to attempt housing or parks and recreation first?
Probably parks and
recreation.
I don't know if Brad and Brandy will be ready by the 16th.
Okay.
Because I know they're going to come talk as well.
Because we've reached out to the community development department.
And they have all that data.
Mm-hmm. About affordable housing and a lot of other housing information.
So we're going to do the population and then
parks and recreation.
Okay.
26.
And then on the 26th, can we do conservation?
Conservation.
I've got that one down.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that'll work, and we'll see how far we get.
I'm sorry, what day are we doing conservation?
26th.
26th.
Can't go anywhere.
Which is a Friday. Okay. So 16th, 2 hours for public comment. There'll probably be some overlap for population discussion. And then parks and recreation will be the rest of that day.
so we can dive into that one. Mm-hmm. And then 26, it's conservation all day with public comment beginning at end.
Yep.
And then July 14th from 10 to 3 is transportation is coming back.
Mm.
Do you want the 16th and the 26th to go from 9 to 3 or 9 to 2?
9 to 3.
9 to 3.
All right.
If we get done early, we get done early. That's all.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Can you send out an email, too, just so Keller knows?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just confirm.
Keep looking in July. Let's go. We might as well pick our dates in July.
Okay.
Sure. Do you want to do 3 Fridays in a row or what?
As well.
21st and 28th?
Yep.
How's that work for our consultant friends here?
21st and 28th, yeah, those should work.
At what times on the 21st, 28th?
9 to 3.
And we can discuss topics at a later date?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just get the time blocked out right now.
I'm guessing one of them will be housing, so.
Yeah, for sure.
And
we can reach out to Brad and Brandy and see which one works for housing for them, if that's okay.
And come back to some of the others on those, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we might be able to get finish economic development depending on the population information.
Utilities.
Utilities. Because, again, utilities we're waiting on Hans. He wanted to tweak some things and make some changes. So he's been actually working on that one in this. And his request, it's like, hey, let me take a look at this again and again before, you know, it gets finalized. So,
if he feels comfortable in sending it out in a rough form, again, do the same thing that we've asked our last ones to do.
We'll ask.
Yeah. And any of the elements, quite frankly, you know, just so the commission can, you know, read it and think about it a little before, and that might speed things up in our discussion.
Well, that's the only one outstanding right now, Marty, aside from today starting an intergovernmental coordination.
Okay.
And transportation, which is underway.
What are we good with the calendar?
They're Fridays.
21st.
And 28th. 14th, 21st, and 28th.
The 14th is at 10, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll send out an email.
Thank you.
I'll bold that one. That one's at 10.
Kim, it's provided. Ding, ding, ding. Get reappointed.
Oh, that's true. They might decide they don't.
I understand, guys. If you don't get reappointed, that does not relieve you of your duty to serve.
You can relieve yourself.
You would be amazed at how long some folks served without being reappointed.
A couple of years.
Several years in Board of Adjustment.
Several years. Board of Adjustment level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Marty went about 6 months, right? Weren't you like 6 months?
No, they actually reappointed me in June of the year.
Yeah, but the last time I thought
so far it's
was
been
somebody we had that went on our in our group.
Oh, Mike.
Was Mike.
Mike
oh, was
on,
Mike Johnson.
Mike was
Johnson.
On about a year.
He was. Yeah, he was. He went a whole year.
I think Rob.
So you're still here. You're just not. You're just not reappointed.
Thought we had the loophole.
Chairman, I think has everybody had a chance to read the black version of the historical element?
No.
Because okay, well then I'll put that off until another day.
Well, if you want to talk about it, go ahead. I mean,
no, I had read through it and I was okay with the with everything. And according to the procedures the commission adopted whenever ago, it would take 3 votes of the commission to formally say this is a draft element, and then you would be able to remove the markup version from the website and put the black and white version as a draft. But if you haven't read it, then I won't do that today. We'll do it another day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, then. Are we caught up for the moment?
No, I just back to that point. So the historic preservation element is still pending, or?
No, the draft version is on as we directed.
Okay.
Or the marked up version is on as we directed. But the commission needs to have 3 people vote to make it a draft version of the commission according to the procedures we adopted whenever. So it's just a formality. It's not a big deal. It's just
what about
everybody.
Council? Do they need to start seeing, like, what's the plan?
It's
with
probably
going to
come up tomorrow. So we've got the scope on for county council, and I'll be there, and I'm sure they're going to ask,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's been done, so we'll make sure they know it's on there. I don't think they're going to act on it until we give them the whole thing.
Right, but are they going to have their own edits on the draft
they may,
that they'll
you know,
push back so we can
possible.
Discuss those as a group?
Yeah.
I think it would be good in that conversation tomorrow to make sure the council realizes that as we start to get drafts done, they're going to be posted. If they don't want to hear the whole discussion, they can at least read the draft. Mm-hmm. And then if they have comments, they can get them through you or somebody to us.
Okay. All right. Public testimony. Public comment. Come on up, Rich.